Jaguars running back Maurice Jones-Drew reports for training camp at Everbank Field on Thursday. A busy day around here as the team prepares for the 19th camp in team history. And Happy New Year. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush. J.P. Shadrick with you. The bulk of the team reported for camp today at Everbank Field. A lot to get done. A flurry of activity throughout. Physicals with team doctors. Equipment fittings with Jimmy Luck. Conditioning tests with Tom Myslinski. Team meetings with Gus Bradley coming up, and the coaching staff as well. We caught up with veteran tight end Mercedes Lewis this morning. He enters his eighth season with the Jaguars, and we haven't seen a smile like this in a long time.
We gave ourselves a chance this offseason. Coming to here and working, new coaches, new organization. Everything is all flipped upside down, but the way we came in here and worked before we had our little month break, we gave ourselves a chance to do good things.
We've seen you smiling a lot around here during the off-season workout. That's the biggest smile we've seen from you in a little while around here. It must be different.
Yeah, I think, like I said before, when you have good people in the building, it gives you more of an incentive to want to come in to work and work hard. So, like I said, I probably speak for the whole team when I say that, you know, we're happy to be here. You know, and we understand it's a privilege. You know, we also have a job to do. But it's that much better when we can come in here and be happy about where we are.
A few notes from reporting day on Thursday. League rules allowed rookies and quarterbacks to report to camp on Monday. The remaining part of the team reported today. After today, all 90 players have reported to camp. There are no holdouts this year. And the team is on the field for the first time Friday. Practice open to the public beginning at 9:55 a.m. We also had a chance to follow veteran center Brad Meester. Now, Brad enters his 14th training camp with the Jaguars. Here's a sneak preview of a feature coming up later on Jaguars.com.
How long are you gone for?
For a while.
How long?
I don't know. Probably a week or two.
We'll go visit,
like we always do.
Oh, gosh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you guys later. You know, getting away from the hecticness sometimes of this, yeah, that's, you know, I'm able to get away from that, but I wouldn't. I mean, I hate missing this stuff. You know, it's crazy a lot of times, but it's the stuff I love, though.
Bye, girls. I'll see you later.
Jaguar football. Pretend I don't live in it.
I'm gonna wash my blues away.
Could you hear me in there? Don't lie to me. You know, I thought that the whole way over here. I was like, I wonder if this mic can pick me up in that car. And I finally just gave up on the way in.
And again, look for the full feature with Brad Meester coming up Friday morning right here on Jaguars.com. The team is back. So is senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. And he has a unique training camp preview.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And with the Jaguars opening 2013 training camp Friday, we'll kick things off with an ozone primer. And no doubt, after an off-season hard at work, we at Jaguars.com are ready. What to watch? Well, there will be competition at quarterback, where Blaine Gabbert and Chad Henne will battle. And all over the roster, really, with Gus Bradley emphasizing competition, well, pretty much wherever he can. We expect Cecil Shorts to shine. That seems a given if he's healthy. But beyond that, there are questions all around. Who will provide pass rush? How much will Luke Jokel improve the offensive line? Will Mercedes Lewis improve? Will Tyson Alualu fit at defensive end? The guess is yes on most fronts, but how quickly? How much? Answers should start coming in the coming weeks. The Jaguars got good news this week on the injury front. Maurice Jones-Drew, Jason Babin, they'll be brought along slowly, but they'll practice. And while Jonathan Cyprian and Justin Blackman will be out to start camp, that's only expected to apply to Cyprian for a few days. So all in all, the Jaguars are in about as good a stead as can be expected entering camp. And really, it's time. There's a bustle at the bank. Garb is being given out. Coaches are getting their workouts in. The Jaguars' decision makers are standing at the ready. And everywhere you turn, there's that old pre-training camp buzz. So yeah, it's time to wake up already. Camp is here. It's football season. At last, let's get to it.
We'll hear more from John Osier each day, of course, right here on Inside the Jaguars. Football is back. The team is on the field Friday, of course. Stay right here on Jaguars.com for the best training camp coverage in town. That's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush.